Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 25 past four, and as I promised, we have a voice note from Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, and he'll be addressing the issue of this new Israeli drug that is supposed to be doing very good things. So over to you, Professor Shube.
Good afternoon, Simon. Today is Thursday, 11th of February, and you wanted me today to talk about this new wonder drug that has got a bit of media fanfare that's come out of Israel called ExoCD4. It's supposed to be something which calms the immune system, according to the Jerusalem Post, which reported it on February the 8th. And it got a lot of publicity because the Prime Minister Netanyahu and the visiting Greek Prime Minister were photographed holding a vial of it and promising that this would be a major, major breakthrough in the treatment of COVID. And both in Israel and the Greek Prime Minister and Greece said that it would be trialed in their countries. It'd be clinical trials. You know, one of the problems, of course, is that when this kind of scientific information gets propagated by press release rather than peer review, you've got to take a little bit of pinch of salt. You've got to be a little bit of a doubtful. Now, peer review is a process where it is actually judged by peers to be scientifically valid. And in terms of drugs, you know, there may well be some indications from laboratory experimentation, maybe even experimental animals, that a particular drug would be effective, would be safe and effective. But really, the only kind of way in which scientists, which I say biomedical scientists, can judge whether a candidate material or drug will be safe and effective is if it undergoes clinical trials, properly structured clinical trials. And a clinical trial, there are various kinds of clinical trials. One which is most well known is the randomized placebo-controlled trial. In other words, that people that volunteer for the trial get randomly assigned to either get the drug, the candidate drug, or get a placebo. There are various permutations of this kind of, I won't go into too much detail. Maybe it's in a subsequent, maybe we can talk about it if there is listener interest. But basically, it's a scientifically structured trial with the aim of which is to demonstrate that a particular drug works for a particular illness or to prevent a particular illness, and it also is reasonably safe. So the data from this then goes to a peer review body. First of all, the scientific literature, where there's a peer review committee which looks at, I'm talking about reputable journals, there are what we call pirate journals as well, but I won't go into those, but a reputable journal, peer review journal, where it is submitted for publication and is then judged by peers, and if it is found to be scientifically sound, it then gets published in the literature. And then people then can repeat the experimentation and see that they can have the same kind of findings. Once that is concluded, then the material gets submitted to a licensing authority, and the licensing authority will then again go through the material with a very, very fine tooth comb and see whether they can license the drug. Now, this process, of course, takes a bit of time. It takes a bit of scientific scrutiny. To just simply phone up the media and say, look, I've got a drug which is going to be do this, 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 and this. It's a fantastic drug. It's going to work marvelous things. And this, I think, to a large extent, which is the case with ivermectin to some extent. You've got to be a little bit kind of skeptical. Unfortunately, Israel seems to have the habit of coming out quite regularly with these so-called wonder drugs. Of course, the science in Israel is absolutely top quality. Israel is one of the scientific front runners in the world. And they've made major advances in biomedical sciences as well. But they also do have a habit. And I think it's also to kind of maybe get research funding, get research recognition, of just simply phoning up the media, having a press conference, and announcing that they had a major breakthrough. So I think one has to be a little bit, take with a little bit of reservation. Thanks very much. Have a good weekend and a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Professor Shoup.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.